A California jury delivered a landmark verdict against Meta and Google, affirming what parents have known for years. Instagram and YouTube's negligent design harms young users. I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is a Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, after 9 days of deliberation, the jury found that both Meta and Google failed to adequately warn about the dangers of their platforms to minors and awarded the plaintiff $6 million in damages, assigning 70% of the fault to Meta and 30% to Google. Now, this case is significant because it didn't focus on user-generated content, but on the product design features themselves. And this distinction matters because it cuts through the typical tech industry defense that their platforms are just neutral tools. Well, for more than a decade, parents' concerns have been waved away, dismissed with this accusation of moral panic, right? You've heard this before. Every generation fears new technology. You know, parents were once worried about the printing press and books, television, and rock music. And so the argument goes, concern over social media and smartphones is just one more overreaction. But this week's verdict adds real weight to our long-held concerns. The jury heard the arguments and concluded that the companies do not merely host content or act as a streaming service. No, they have built systems to draw kids in and keep them there with persuasive and personalized design features. Well, intentional harm of the innocent is morally wrong, always. So a court ruling in favor of this moral wrong isn't panic about this technology. It's accountability. Well, Meta and Google's response to the verdict leaned on the complexity of mental health and how difficult it is to pin it to one source or one app. And that is true. But the complexity of mental health doesn't erase responsibility. While it still may be a while before any meaningful changes are made to Instagram or YouTube as a result of the trial, what remains is their convenient deferral to parents as the responsible agents for kids' social media use. It's not their fault, they say. It's the parents' fault that a child has problematic social media use. And we do know that parents do and are accountable and responsible for that. But for Christian parents, the issue is deeper than just mental health alone, right? The central problem is moral and spiritual, right? These platforms don't simply consume time. They disciple. They shape loves. They train habits and direct attention where they want it. The platforms reward desires and offer temptation. They teach a child to compare, compete, and covet in new ways that they wouldn't learn off these platforms. They make worth quantifiable and conformity the currency of attention. And so much of this formation bends a child's heart towards self-worship. But regardless of what social media designers initially created their platforms for, humanity's sin nature has turned them into a factory for self-worship and idolatry. When we read scripture, we don't see terms like tech addiction or problematic social media use because, well, there's nothing new under the sun. It's all idolatry. And God's word tells us a lot about idolatry. It teaches us about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Scripture shows us that the heart, the human heart, will always be directed towards the worship of something. And while that should be the one true God, it's often to the creation itself rather than to the Creator. And idolatry is a moral problem. So when a platform trains a child to build their identity from content creation, to find their worth through engagement, and to live out a purpose of vanity and pleasure, it's not panic that activates Christian parents. It's the immoral and idolatrous formation that's occurring there. It's the lies and the accusation of the enemy trying to convince us all that this is just what kids do these days, or if they don't have social media, they won't have friends. Y'all, it's not panic. It's obedience to the truth of God's word. Christian parents aren't oppressive or regressive for restricting their children's access to social media. It's not fear that drives our call to morality. It's faithfulness. It's the recognition that social media is the tool that Satan is currently using to steal, kill, and destroy children's purity and purpose. We know this verdict doesn't solve the problem at large, right? It's not going to change your child's reaction to screen time limits and social media restrictions, and it's not going to change the platform's design, at least not yet. But it does shed necessary light on this problem. And nevertheless, people will continue to call our faithful obedience moral panic. That's fine. Let them. But we know this is a moral problem. And so let us continue to bring moral clarity to it. Okay, friends, that's all I have for you today. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.